Hey, Jonathan?
Yes.
Hey, this is John with Local Splash calling you back.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I was just following back up with you.
Yeah, I think you lost Splash.
Yeah, that was me. The call got disconnected, and then I tried to call you back, but I feel like maybe you were in a bad service area. So I just kind of set it up for a call back in another 30 minutes.
Right on.
Yep. But I don't know where we left off when we got disconnected. I know I was I gave you a discounted pricing structure. I think you were previously quoted about $300 with $200 per month as the quote, because there's usually a $99 setup fee that goes into these business profiles. But what I did was I waived the setup fee and was saying that if you wanted to come on board with us, I could do it at $199. And then I could lock you in at that discounted rate, so just stay $199 month to month as long as you're with us.
Yeah, I would like that. I just can't afford that right now.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. We got cut off like right at that point, I think, is what you were saying.
I'll be able to soon, but not right now. I'm just starting the business,
okay.
And I just spent $400 on advertising stuff. So.
Oh, with the Home Advisor thing?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, I'll let you see how that goes. And I mean, I've worked with a lot of guys who don't really like that service. And they tell me they like being on the first page a lot better. They don't have to pay per lead with this or deal with
yeah.
the leads that, you know, go to like three or four other people.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot better to have people call you directly, because all Home Advisor does is, like, they put themselves on Google. Like, if you looked up Home Improvement Contractors and
wow.
Stewart, there's Stormtroopers Home Improvement, Ruben Custom Homes, Masterpiece Design and Build, and then right underneath those top guys, there's Angie's and Home Advisor.
I'm serious. Will you please call me back? Like, don't let me... I'm serious. I really want to, like, go with you guys. I didn't know how to do that.
It's because it's based on availability. Like, the Google listing, obviously every business owner would rather have themselves on the first page of Google than do the pay-per-lead service if they actually know the difference between them. What was that?
You don't get a background check with Google. With Home Advisor, everybody's been examined.
Yeah, no, you do. Actually, so like you qualified for it. That's why we were calling you. It's because we had a spot open up and then you're on the qualified candidates list for the placement. So that's why these guys have been calling you. Anything that you submit on Google, not just business wise, but like even your name, like the Google headquarters has access to. So they know exactly who you are.
Wow.
It sounds kind of creepy, but I mean, it's not hard to like, for them to pull information with Integrity Woodworking and Restoration Service and then like your phone number and your address, they have all of that stuff. So, you know, they do their own due diligence and then they'll qualify or create a qualified candidates list and then they send it to their partners. So I think that's what you were contacted by, like another Google partner. It's one of our competitors because we're actively looking to fill the spot. But once they fill that position, it closes out. So we can't actually work with more than the allotted position. So that's kind of why I was like, okay, maybe the only thing holding this guy back is the price. I can waive the setup fee, try to get your foot in the door at $199, and then I know after that it'll just pay for itself, and you'll probably leave Home Advisor and save yourself some money there too.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested.
We just have to have the availability. That's the only hiccup.
How do you get to do what now? What'd you say?
Well, I was saying the only hiccup would be the availability. Like, if you're saying, hey, financially, it's not something that you could do, you know, then we kind of have to play the waiting game until the next spot opens up before I'd actually be able to call you back. I wouldn't be able to just circle back with you on Friday or tomorrow. But what were you saying? I cut you off. You were asking, how does it work?
Yeah, how do you actually get a job?
Oh, well, the customers just have to look up a service you provide. So we list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. So, like, let's say somebody types in custom carpentry or carpenter near me, just as an example. We make it so Integrity Woodworking and Restoration Service shows up next to that map there in the top recommended companies section. And then it'll show that you're Google verified, which adds a lot of credibility. It makes them feel a lot more comfortable with going with you. They'll have access to a website that we build for you with a gallery of like work that you've done in the past. They'll have your reviews up there, and they'll have the ability to contact you directly. If they're on a mobile device, they just got to click on your name, and then you're getting a live call from somebody who's, you know, within 30 miles of you, just did a Google search for your services, seen your site, seen your top recommended, and then called you. You know, it's about as high quality live lead as you could get.
What kind of guarantee do I have? What if I don't get any work from this?
Yeah, we don't guarantee you work. You know, we don't do that. Anybody that guarantees you work is lying to you to get you to buy it. Google doesn't even allow us to tell you that we're going to guarantee you work because we just put you up there. The customers, they can pick who they want, you know, and you still got to close them too. It's not like we're closing the deal for you and handing you a done job and you're like subcontracting it, you know. But what I can say is like a lot of people get misled into things like Home Advisor with statements like that, where they say, oh, you're going to get this many leads, and they make it seem like you only pay when the lead turns into a job, but it's pay per lead, not pay per job.
What they do is if you don't get any work, your first 10 leads, if you don't get one of those, they give you your $200, they give you the $300 back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what are the chances that you don't get one out of 10, though? That's pretty slim. You know what I mean?
When I'm asking, we can get
how often will I be getting more than 10 opportunities. Yeah, you'll get a lot more opportunities than that. Like I said, Angie's in Home Advisor, like if you just took 2 seconds, you typed in home improvement contractor in Stuart, Florida, just as an example, you'll see the top recommended guys come up before that Home Advisor by Angie's listing. And about 90% of the time, the calls will start and stop on the first page. They know that, so they pay Google to get this kind of advertising to get the leads that they're selling to you. So those 10 guys that you're going to get ultimately started out searching on Google, probably contacted my guys, didn't find a price that they liked. Then they see Home Advisor down there. Home Advisor goes, hey, we'll connect you with 5 guys, not telling them that those business owners are each paying a fee just to get contact information to them. You know what I mean? And then the homeowner's going, okay, I'm going to pick. Yeah, they're just going to pick the cheapest guy. So all we're doing is eliminating that step and listing your company independently for people to call you directly as a live call, and then you could hash it out with them from there. We don't need to step in between it, sell it to your competitors. So the fact that it's less saturated and you show up as your own independent business in the Google search, you're going to get more exposure and less competition.
Do I have a portal or an app or anything? That's very good. Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. We have a local Splash app. So you'll be able to see every month, like, hey, this is what I'm spending and this is what I'm making off of it. You'll be able to see all like what keywords they typed in to find you, the zip code they came from. You can request reviews from there as well. You just plug in their number and it'll send them a link to your Google listing so we can build up your reviews.
And you can create
the whole app. Yeah, I included the website for you at no additional cost. So there's a custom website design. I actually got you an upgraded site. I can actually show you an example of one of those.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay, give me 1 second.
You're a great salesman, by the way.
It's a great product. It really sells itself. It just needs to be explained. You know what I mean? If you're a business owner, it's something that you should have. It's just not always available to them. So I try to make sure that the guys understand the opportunity more than anything.
Nobody,
you know what I mean?
Nobody ever convinces me on the day, like the day of, to do something like this.
Yeah, I'm just convinced that the only reason a business owner would say no to this is just because they don't know exactly what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's like I have to be sold on it too in order to really explain it. And obviously I've been here 10 years, so it's like,
have you?
Yeah. I have guys who just have a business idea. You know what I mean? And then I feel great when it's like, okay, you know, I explain it to them, they come on with it, and then they turn into a full blown business with multiple crews. Mm. Like, I love that. You know, I love
what
I do.
Yeah, multiple crews. That's my goal.
Yeah.
Will I be working?
Definitely growing. Yeah, so I'll be the account lead. I won't lie to you though, there is an account management team. Like there's probably about 15 total hands that are going to be involved in your business profile. They each have their own dedicated or delegated responsibility. Like the graphic designer that's building your website won't be me.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, I'm the head of operations here. So it's like, if you want something done quickly, you could just call and, you know, I could get it done. Related.
And can you email? Can you email all that? Like all your information, like where you're located, how to get up with you, you know, your name, just something that I can have.
Yeah, of course. I think actually I sent you my number when the call disconnected, and then I sent you a few other things too.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna resend them over because maybe. Doesn't seem like he got him. I was thinking, I was like, maybe he'll just call me back. Like, I thought maybe your phone died, and I was like, okay, he'll just call me back. But I don't know.
I was talking on my watch, and I was away from my phone, and I was in the middle of the project. And by the time I finished the project, I was just like on the next thing. I forgot.
You got Apple Watch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I love those. I actually went and put the extra service on my Apple Watch because I run a lot. So, like, I didn't want to carry the phone with me. So
now
I could just put my AirPods in my ear, and my watch has full phone service without me having to carry the phone with it. It's pretty cool.
Ooh, wow, you like that kind of stuff? I got a tip for you, man. Something I just found out. Yeah. Not many people know it. On the Apple Watch, there's a setting. It's in accessibility. It's in that menu. You got to search for it. You got to go to motion control, all this. And then there's this section called hand gestures. And you can pinch. You can pinch once or pinch twice. You can clench once or clench twice. And it'll do a motion on the damn watch. The watch will do whatever you told it to do on that function.
That's crazy. That's almost like for somebody who's hearing impaired, you know? Technology is just mind blowing. You wouldn't believe this stuff that they're developing now. Like Google, they have these things. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, it's not being sold to the general public yet, but it's literally like optical glasses for somebody who has like vision problems, but you could search on Google like through your glasses. Like you literally just talk to your glasses and like what they're seeing is a computer screen. So it looks like they're looking, you know, like my guy just might be sitting in the park with the glasses on, but he's actually searching on the internet. It's crazy. It's they're called the Google glasses. Yeah.
No,
they got a
I
lot
love
of,
that. I
yeah.
Love that.
The future is here, but it's supposed to accommodate people using Meta. So, like, I don't know if you know Facebook turned into Meta and they have this metaverse where it's like an alternate universe pretty much where you can meet up with people. They have, like, little avatars that you talk to and stuff. It's kind of like those VR headsets, but, like, a really small version of it, and you can still see through them with a prescription lens on it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Like a Facebook world?
Yeah, it's called the Metaverse. Mm-hmm. That's been going on for like the past year, actually. So
oh my god,
I'll
check it out.
Thing. Yeah, you could put on those VR goggles and go on a vacation in your living room. It's pretty crazy.
Dude, how much are they?
I think the VR goggles for, I think they range in price. You could get some for like $300. They have some with like the paddle shifters too that are like $500. So they're not too expensive, though. I think the regular ones for Meta, like specifically for Facebook and Facebook Meta, they're like $400 at Target. They're called Meta Quests.
What? What if I said right now, what if I said I only have $500, man, and you just really taught me into getting them glasses, so I'm going to
They're pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You can create an account in the Metaverse, and you have like your own little avatar, and then you're like, let me go to Bora Bora. You know, it's like you're taking
God,
a whole vacation there. Yeah, it feels like you're there. Like I did one time I did it at like 2-3 in the morning. I was sitting in my living room. Felt like I was in Hawaii for real. Like it was just bright and sunny, like I was there. And then I took it off and it was like middle of the night, dude. Everywhere. It was pretty cool. Just kind of escape for a couple hours. Yeah. Well, I have two boys too. I got all the technology. I got a PlayStation.
I had the PlayStation. Yeah, I had that. That made me sick.
If you have baby boys, you kind of have to get that stuff. It's like, it's a lot more cost efficient than having a babysitter. Yeah. I'm like, okay, you play your game for an hour. I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the store.
Yeah, man. Hey, and they don't come out and say nothing. They stand
yeah,
there the
they're
time.
Like, okay. Yeah, I know. My oldest is starting to cuss, good. Though. He plays like Call of Duty sometimes, and he'll be like, F that. Yeah, I'm like,
I know. Every single game is like that. Every game worth playing has people in it cussing like crazy. I hate it.
Yeah, that's the one thing I worry about, though, because they're still kind of small. I'm like, wait until they get into their teen years. Like, what kind of stuff are they going to be watching on that headset?
I've been playing before. Yeah, they need to have an option where you can turn that shit off. But, you know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, they do. But, like, once they get, like, to a certain age, they kind of figure it out, you know? And then they figure out the password.
They're going to figure it out, sooner or later anyway.
Yeah, mine's like my birthday, so it won't be hard for them to figure out, like, what's Dad's birthday?
You don't make it too hard for them.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, whatever, they're boys, you know, if I had daughters, I'd probably be a little more strict with it, but I'm like, I let them do whatever. Watch a scary movie, let them have some nightmares.
Bro, I got two of each.
You got two of each? I grew up like that. Yeah, my mom had my oldest. Yeah, I was the third of four. So it was boy, girl, boy, girl. So, I was the third of the four. So I have two sisters and an older brother.
That's cool. The way mine are. My oldest is my son. And then I have a daughter.
Those two middle ones? The two middle ones are nuts. I'm telling you, your two middle ones are nuts. I know already.
Yeah,
the first one's probably really.
They're in their birthdays. Get this. Their birthdays are 8/9/11 and 8/11/9.
Oh, man. My and my sisters are 10/11 and 10/17, but she's 2 years older than me. So we're like in the same week in October, but she's 2 years older. Yeah, and she's like my best friend. But we were like the crazy ones growing up of the group.
Yeah.
Like my older brother and my youngest sister, they're both really well-behaved. And then like me and my younger sister, we were kind of like, you know, trying to be the cool kids,
exactly
running around.
They
I was
are.
Playing football, getting in the fights. Yeah, yeah.
Josh
it's crazy
and
like that.
All the time, and they get into trouble together all the time.
Yeah, my two-year-old, though, he'll beat the crap out of my nine-year-old, so that's the crazy thing. It's like the second kids are always more nuts. I noticed that. The second and third ones, they're always way more nuts than the first and the last one. The last one's like grows up as the baby. The first one didn't have anybody there when he was growing up, so he's just all mom and dad and like super cognitive, really smart. I've noticed that.
Youngest,
it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
youngest
is always babied. No, two. I have a two-year-old and a nine-year-old. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's about time to have another one.
No. My lady's pushing for it, but I'm like, oh, man. That's the last thing I need right now. Yeah.
Make her promise to take care of them, and then you promise to take care of them.
it's nuts, though, man. Out here it's crazy, though. It's different, you know? I wish it was more like Florida.
I will.
If I lived in Florida or Texas, I would have a bunch of them. But we live in California, so it's like.
Oh.
It's, yeah. Oh, he's right. Yeah.
What city? Los Angeles?
Yeah. Orange County, the Orange Curtain. No, we're south of Los Angeles. So.
Long Beach.
Further south than that. Long Beach is close to us, though. It's more Huntington Beach. Like, I grew up in Surf City, USA, Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
And then our company's in Newport Beach. So we're, like, the kind of rich area.
I spoke at a large church there. It was the largest audience I ever spoke in front of. It was crazy. It was on TV and everything.
Yeah. It's a lot of Christians here. That's why they call it the Orange Curtain. There's a lot of red. Yeah,
there are.
But then there's also like a lot of immigration and different stuff too. So it's like
I was gonna say, you know. I rented a car and stayed there for a good 2 weeks. I went to the Sequoia Forest and I went to Las Vegas and I explored the entire coast, man, from Laguna to all the way to Santa Monica.
Laguna's right next to us. Like we're right by Laguna Beach, Newport Beach,
right,
and Laguna Beach are. Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. I guarantee you, I've driven by your place then. It's so beautiful there. Wow, you're lucky, bro.
Yeah.
You live in a tropical city. It's cool.
It's nice, but it's expensive, and then the people are kind of weird, but I just work all the time, so it's like, I don't know. The weekends are nice.
But you're on the specific time or whatever, aren't you?
Yeah, it's 10:05.
You know, I call you. It's 3 hours, isn't it, whenever I call you?
Yeah. When I was talking to you this morning, it was like 8 o'clock, but we usually work 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? Because of my health and the weather, it's kind of rough here at times. It gets kind of hot. And if I'm doing any outdoor work, I'm not going to start until about 5 and go to 9. My hours are 9 to 9. My hours are 9 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday, it's 3 to 9.
So, I mean, I this is something I would need to put on your profile. So, am I hearing that you want to give it a shot? You want to move forward?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Let me create this account for you, though. So, you're saying 9 to 9 Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
then what about the weekend?
So I can be looking. Like, send me some links and some apps and all that good stuff so I can be looking at that while we're talking, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Did it go through? I sent you a couple of them already.
Oh, how? Email?
I texted them to you.
Yeah, I'm not getting them.
Okay. What the heck? Yeah, this one says it went through. 910-723-9011. Yeah, Local Splash. That's it.
Local Splash. Okay, yeah. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Oh, your name's Jonathan.
Yeah, my name's Jonathan, yeah.
Okay, easy. Okay.
I go by John, usually. Yeah, it shouldn't be hard to forget.
Cool. Yeah, right? I go by Jonathan, so that's good. That'll be easy.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
so
it'd be easy one to remember. I only go by Jonathan if I'm, like, in trouble, you know? It reminds me of my mom yelling at me when I was young, so I tell everybody
really?
Call me John. I'm like, I'm grown now. I'm John.
Right?
Yeah. So this is the website example, though, this link that you're looking at now. And these websites, they're custom website design, so they have a responsive design where they automatically shape to fit the device that you're searching on. So even though you pulled it up on your phone, our site that you're looking at right now to have the demo is a custom website design, my site as well. So you're actually looking at an example of a my site on a my site.
the funny thing is, man, I just created one just like this last night. And I stayed up all night long. It's through VistaPrint, the Wix. Powered by Wix.
Oh,
whatever,
okay.
W-I-X.
Yeah,
I
like Wix.
I wish I could yeah? I got a domain
name. Yeah, you can use that.
Yeah,
if you already have a domain name, we could use that for your Google listing. Yeah, we don't have to build you a whole new site if you already have one.
I hope so. I've had a hard time with it. It's through WordPress, I think.
Yeah, I love WordPress, man. It's just plug and play. That one's a lot easier.
Yeah.
The sites that we build here, you have to still code. So it looks like the Matrix back in there.
Wow. you probably got links where they can pay, like, on the site, don't you?
Yeah.
Like if they.
Yeah, we do. If you have PayPal, we can hyperlink it so your customers can pay you through the website and it'll go straight to your account.
Yeah, man. That's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. That's not a problem at all. It's just our PayPal integration. So a lot of these sites have that. They have the contact us profile in there, links to some other platforms that you're using to generate clients. And we could always upgrade you. Like, I try to get you, you know, the most in our cost efficient package, you know, without you spending a bunch of money. But I mean, we have like Facebook ads I could do for you. We have Google ads we could do for you. So this is just kind of like the starting point. It's like, hey, I want to get your foot in the door. We could cover up to a 30-mile radius with this campaign. I know you wanted to keep it pretty local, but you know, we could always expand it over time. And then once we hit that max capacity, I'm sure you'll probably already have a few people working for you. We could always do like Google ads, and that way we could cover, you know, X amount of territory depending on what you're willing to spend. So this is kind of like the starting point. You know, we go month by month, get to know each other, start making some money, get some clients coming in consistently, and then of course, you know, we can grow you as you hire some new guys.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. So we'll walk you through each phase of it as we go.
Yeah, I love it. That's awesome.
Okay.
That's so awesome. All right.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I lost you again there for a second. So 910-723-9011?
Yeah.
All right. And then what's your last name?
Marks, M-A-R-K-S.
Oh, easy. Okay. And then I'm going to send everything in writing because of the discounts I applied and I waived that setup fee. What's your business email address?
IntegrityWoodworking@Yahoo.
Okay. Yahoo.
Yeah.
Your age is showing.
That's what I want. That's why I have it that way.
Yeah, we darn near extinct those guys. Pretty much 98% of searches is Google and Bing. Yeah, we're covering your bases there. We don't actually affiliate with Yahoo anymore. They have like their own separate thing. That's kind of what shot them in the foot.
Yeah, I think
they're on their they're on their last leg for sure.
Yeah.
That's a funny way of putting it. It's kind of sad because they had a lot of opportunities too. Like they could have bought YouTube back.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they turned it down and now Google owns YouTube and it's like one of the best platforms in the world. So it's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. Everybody uses YouTube. Everything.
Yeah,
uses
YouTube.
Everybody.
YouTube practically like helped me raise my children to be. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, here's the ABCs. Yeah, all of a sudden one day I come home, he knows the ABCs. I'm like, thanks, YouTube.
yeah, dude, I still use it, bro. It's on jobs
yeah.
and stuff.
Oh, it's so helpful.
Yeah,
it's so helpful. It's okay. You could say, bro. I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, so it's like, dude, bro,
okay,
that's fine.
Okay, good.
It's all good. Yeah, I ain't an Aussie. I ain't gonna get offended when you call me dude. You know.
Right on, man. I've been all over the world. I got all these weird habits.
No, it's okay. Me too. I think that's just part of
mushy mushy. I still want to say mushy mushy when you answer the phone.
where's that from?
Japan.
Oh, you lived in Japan?
Yeah. A few years.
That's crazy. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a whole different culture. I haven't been to Japan. It's on my list. I've been to Bali, Indonesia.
Yeah. Got it, guys. Right on, really?
Yeah, Bali's cool. I've been all over Europe. I did the whole Euro trip. I'm 34 now, so this was like 10 years ago. But yeah, I went to Paris, Venice, Florence, Rome, London, and Dublin, Ireland. All in one trip. It was all one, like, 3-week long trip. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You might
cool,
have more I than I do. I got 38 states and 12 countries.
You got me on the states. That's the crazy thing, is I've been to more countries than the states in my own country. Isn't
That's
that wild?
Tight. Yes, we're
yeah,
kind of up.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be back in Hawaii in August.
Yeah.
It's kind of
easy
to fly to Hawaii from here. I went in January. I took my boys and my wife to Oahu. It's like the main island with Honolulu.
Oh,
and then in August, we have our wedding anniversary. I'm going to go to the big island of Hawaii.
Ah, right on. That's where I went.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it there. I'm staying in Kailona. I'm staying on the other side. Kailua Kona.
Oh, so, I know it, yeah.
But
I did.
Kilo's better. I'm going to have to drive over there, actually. I rented a house on
Valley.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Waipio Valley's beautiful. So they have Hilo's just beautiful in general. They have all those waterfalls, Akaka Falls, Rainbow Falls. Like, yeah,
oh,
so I'm definitely going to go over there. But I have to... I rented a house off Airbnb there. I like to get our own house instead of like a hotel. So it's really cool. The house is like right on the water, but I'm going to have to drive like 2 hours one of the mornings to get over to Hilo and see those waterfalls and everything, do all the hikes with the boys.
Oh, yeah, definitely Rainbow.
Yeah, Rainbow Falls is cool. Akaka Falls is like one of the largest waterfalls in the country, I think, actually.
It's funny because we went on our honeymoon, and I wasn't expecting it, and it just worked out. And I proposed to her under a waterfall, and it was called Rainbow Falls, too.
Good man. Good man. No, you did it right. You did it right. It's funny. I proposed on one of the islands, too, Oahu, actually, but that was years ago. And then Yeah, and then we went back for our honeymoon in January. I just got married last August.
Oh, congrats, man.
Yeah, and then this August will be like my 1 year anniversary, so we'll be there for the 1 year. Yeah, so it's like we went to Hawaii, then back, and then back to Hawaii again, different island this time.
Yeah.
It's just awesome, easier, bro, though, with the boys. That plane ride kind of sucks, though, with the boys, especially if you have a little one, but it's all good.
Hey, if you're staying on that side of the island, do you know about the turtle pond where the turtles get trapped every day?
Yeah. Yeah, you can go down there and hang out. It's funny because my mom used to say I was like a turtle. My mom passed away in 2010, but she used to leave me all these turtle things. Like, that was like my spirit animal, my mom. Yeah, she would always give me all this turtle stuff, and we all had our own little animal, and that was the kind of thing. So that's kind of my obsession, is the ocean. I grew up in Huntington Beach, and then, you know, Hawaii's got like the best beaches in the world, so I like out there. And just,
the black sand beaches, man, that's a trip. That was weird.
Oh, I know, right? I haven't seen that one yet, though. The last time I went to the Big Island, I was really young. I think I was like 17. I went for like a sports tournament when I was in high school out there. So it was more business. And then since then, I've been to some of the other islands, but I haven't been back to the Big Island in a while.
I wore a black swimsuit and a black tank top. My wife had a black swimsuit on.
You can't find them. You're like, oh man, all I see is a head floating in the water. That's funny.
We sent a text. I think it was like Black Lives Matter or something. I don't know how you did it. It was a play.
Oh,
I don't remember.
You gave me ideas now. You know what's crazy? Speaking of the devil, if we're going to talk politics, what do you think about DeSantis running?
Oh, man.
He's,
I don't even know,
he's pretty
bro.
Awesome.
I don't with it anymore. I quit.
Oh, yeah.
I gave
good
up
man. Now, that's the best thing you could do for your mental sanity, because all of them are just crazy. But I think that guy's done some good things with Florida. You know what I mean? I liked how it was going during the pandemic. I was thinking of just moving to Florida.
Hmm. Who is he? Is he the governor or something?
Yeah, he's the governor of Florida.
Okay. Yes, I didn't know that.
Well, a lot of the country freaking, when it had these serious mandates, like, they could call the police on you if you go into a grocery store without your mask. It's like the most un-American thing ever. But, but out there it wasn't happening. So the people in Florida had no idea that was going on, because the governor was like, I'm not going to abide by these mandates. You know what I mean? He was like,
so he was cool.
Yeah, keep our freedom, you know what I mean? The more they keep letting them take away freedoms, it's just like closer and closer to communism, you know? I want to be as far away from communism as possible, you know?
Yep.
So, that guy's pretty cool. He's not bad. I like him. Him or Trump, I wouldn't mind having Trump back either, though, but yeah, he's rarely politically correct, though, so we'll see what happens.
Well, whenever I give you a call, what number do I use? 877, the one that ends in 6225.
Yep, and then but you want to hit extension 544 to call me directly. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll get one of my customer service reps. Our company has like 400 people here, so we have 24/7 customer service also. So if you call in late night, obviously I'm not going to be here, but there'll still be somebody to assist you. But if you want to hit Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
And that'll call me direct. No, I was just going to say, there's 24/7 customer service, but if you want to call me direct, you got to hit that 544. Otherwise, it's going to go to a customer service rep. You can always ask for me, though, too. I'll be the account lead for your account, and I'm also the director of operations here. So it's like, I've been here for so long, they just keep moving me up. People like me.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, it's got its perks.
541?
No, 544. Two fours.
Four.
Four.
Okay, 544.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Just put it in the notes at the bottom. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. And then I have your profile basically set up. The 116 South Canner Highway, you could receive mail there?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want me to hide that address?
Wait, what address do you have?
116 South Canner Highway.
3116.
Oh, gotcha. I just have 116. Oh, there it goes. Okay, now it's showing up verified. 3-3-3-4-9-9-4?
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to get this card in the mail, Jonathan. It's called a PIN verification letter. Okay? You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business, and it'll always say you're Google verified. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. So, like, don't mistake it for junk mail. Okay? Because if you throw it away or, like, your wife throws it away or something, then I got to resend it out to you. And it takes about 5 to 7 business days to get to Florida.
Okay. All right.
Okay? So, be mindful of that. Probably about this time next week. Okay. All right.
And how do I get paid? Just by the customer?
Yeah, the customers will be able to contact you directly, and then you could hash it out with them. We could put on, like, your site or on your Google business profile that you accept cash, check, and card. What I tell my guys is if you take a card payment, they usually charge you, like, 2 to 6% depending on what kind of card they use and what your agreement is with your bank. But I put that on the customers. So I'll put on the site, like, hey, if you're going to use a card, additional fees may apply. So that way you're not taking that money out of profit to pay for that charge that's going to come from the bank. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Who should I use? Square?
You could use Square, but the PayPal one is the one that's compatible with the website. So you could use PayPal, Square. But you could also have them, like, Venmo you if you have Venmo. It's a free app you could download. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so basically I just put that on there, and then you could hash it out with them once you get there, you know?
You can get a Venmo card, like you can get a Cash App card.
I think they have that, yeah. I don't know. I have a credit union that I go through for everything, and I don't get any cards from anybody but my credit union.
Wow. My blah, 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 blah. Shit. Yeah, PayPal shit is working.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfect. I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you already have a PayPal set up, then we have PayPal integration. So there's, like, a link to your PayPal that you would send to them so they could pay you. We have that attached to your listing with a little PayPal logo. And if they go to your listing or your website, they just click on that little logo, and they could plug in their card information and the amount and send the payment over to you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's super convenient, you know, especially if you run into one of those people who, like, don't want to hand you their card or something, and you just say, okay, just go onto my site and then, you know, click on that PayPal link, and you can put it in yourself and submit the payment, you know? Makes them feel easy. Yeah.
So I'll have a...
It looks more professional, too.
Will it be going, like, will people be going to my website that I got the domain name for, and y'all will be taking care of it?
Yeah, so what we'll do, there's going to be a client interview that I'm going to schedule. It could either, it would have to be either like 3 to 4 o'clock today or sometime tomorrow between 10 and 7 p.m. Or, yeah, 6 p.m., sorry. 7 p.m. is when we get out of here, Eastern Standard. But in that client interview, they'll go over that with you.
Okay.
So... Oh, hold on. Sorry. I got a message from one of my reps. It distracted me. We were talking about... What was it? Sorry, go ahead.
The zip code for Stuart again? Was it 34994?
Yeah, 34994.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
And, no, you're good. And then I was going to ask you, do you want me to hide your address?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get a clear answer on that. So your listing will still say city, state, and zip. It'll still say Stuart, Florida, 34994. I'm just going to have the address hidden, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. You don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep or anything like that.
Okay. Good.
Okay. And then for the site, you would need to give us access to that domain name so that way we can, you know, build it, host it, or make any modifications to it while you're using it. If you don't want us to change anything, I mean, obviously you want us to put that PayPal on there. So we're going to need access to it in order to update it and put all that information on there.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but they'll get that from you during the client interview. So what time works best for you for the client interview? Can you do 4 or 5 today, or you want to schedule it for tomorrow?
Yeah, today is good.
Okay. I like it that way, too. It's like, if you're going to pay us today, let's get started on it and start working on it today, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like wasting a day because that can mean the difference between, you know, landing a big fish or not. All right. So I'm going to create the client interview. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Yahoo email, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before, too, just to remind you. Okay. It's an automated message. If anything pops up in your schedule, just let me know. You could always text me at that 877 line, too. That'll come straight through to me because I'm your account manager. So it'll come as a notification here on my work desk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always in the pocket of my clients, you know. Our company, we have about 10,000 active business owners across the United States that use us. I primarily focus on Southern California and Florida. So they call me the orange guy because it's Orange County, Orange County. So it's kind of funny, but it's like I work all over Florida, all over the southern half of California. Those are the guys I usually maintain. Or the accounts I usually maintain. Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
All right. So I got your profile. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I qualify for some kind of special position or something. Like
well, yeah, I mean, it's a Google Places placement that we're talking about here. So if you go, I don't know if you're near a computer, but if you type in like carpenter into your Google search bar, there's a little map that pops up and there's going to be 3 top recommended guys there. You'll be one of those guys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's called Google Places. So, but it says like right above it, like businesses, there's a map, and then there's only 3 top recommended there. So that's how the money's made, is that you're on the top recommended section. In order for them to get to the other guys, they have to go to more businesses or go to page 2 or page 3. You know, the reality is, though, is 90% of people don't go to page 2. They pick right here. So we're putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they actually pick somebody and call them.
Okay. Wow.
Right? So,
wow.
Should be a long-term solution for us. We should be working together for a while here.
Yeah, I want to make my design pop.
Yeah, we will obviously we're going to do everything we can to try to get you to stand out. Our services are month to month. The only way we get our guys to come back each month is if they're making money, right? You're not going to make money if we don't make money. Or we're not going to make money if you don't make money, excuse me, vice versa. So, you know, we're in there. We try to make you stand out. We monitor your reviews. If you run into some bad customers, we'll kind of dispute them and stuff. Try to make sure your reviews look as close to a 5-star as possible at all times, just to kind of keep the customers coming in and make sure they have peace of mind and hiring you. You know what I mean?
And I won't be competing with other people.
Well, there's some other guys up there, but the leads aren't going to go to them. The customers can call you directly. What happens with Angie and Home Advisor is any lead that you get from them, they've also sent it to like 3 or 4 other people.
Mm-hmm.
Ours aren't like that. The customer can just call you direct, and we don't charge per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate of $199. That's why I was telling you, I'm like, if you compare the two, like let's say you spent $200 on Home Advisor, what's that going to get you? Like 5-6 leads?
Mm-hmm.
Those 5-6 leads go to 3 or 4 other guys, how many of them are you going to get? Like 1 or 2?
Yeah.
For $200? Okay, now I put you on the first page of Google. You're not limited on the amount of opportunities you can get. Those customers can call you all day long. You get 100 calls, your bill doesn't change.
Love it. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why it's going to turn into something long-term. You'll get plenty of calls.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Google advertising, if you just take 10 minutes to do your research, this has been the most profitable form of online advertisement for the last 15 years.
Oh, okay.
That means it's better than everything. It's better than flyers. It's better than the radio. It's better than getting a billboard.
Yeah.
It's better than a TV commercial. Because people are going on Google, typing in carpenter. They need you now. They're not doing that for fun.
Yeah. I'm taking this money out of my personal account. So I really am counting on this to be a good decision. I don't easily make decisions like this.
The best thing you can do as a business owner. Yeah, all you're doing is connecting yourself to people who are already looking for your help. That's the whole point of being in business.
yeah, and the fact that you called me, I'm kind of flattered.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, you weren't the first guy on the list, but you weren't the last guy either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the area that do what you do, but that's why I was like kind of interested in following up, because I know you said, hey, you were contacted by a company before. I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, let me come in with a competitive pricing structure, because once your foot's in the door, it's, you know, it makes sense. It sells itself. I just got to get your foot in the door.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Is that the
but I have the account. Yeah, yeah. If you go onto our website, the lowest pricing structure is actually $299. So I got it to $199 to compete with that other price, and then there's usually a $99 setup fee too. So I basically cut your initial investment in half. Normally it would be $398, then $299 monthly. I got it to $199 out the door, and then $199 monthly.
Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
With a debit card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Jonathan Marks. Is there any middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So I'm ready for you.
All right. 4130.
4130.
4001.
4001.
0013.
0013.
8285.
8285. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
527 and 835.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, okay? So this is going to be a 60-second recording just as an added form of protection for you to outline the agreement and the discounts that I applied, okay?
I like it.
All right, and I'm going to send this to you in writing so you have it on file that it's $199 for as long as you're with us. It's not going to go back up or change on you, okay?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, you're very welcome. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Integrity Woodworking and Restoration Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Jonathan Marks, owner, president.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
I am.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I do.
Okay, so that's 24 to 48 hours. I'm not going to ride you too hard if you're missing calls. Obviously, it's a big loss. Obviously, you should try to respond to everybody if you're going to be using the service, right? But more so, like, if I'm communicating with you, that's one where, like, I'll blow you up if I have to if you're not responding.
Gotcha.
Okay, but try to get back to them, you know, like even if you miss the calls, the tracking system will save their number and their information. So when you're available, you can go into that app and you can get their number and call them back. So try to follow up with those guys so that way we're not missing any opportunities throughout the month.
I have a partner who's working another job that he hates. He's a busboy, and he's got experience as well. And he hates it. He's got a lot of experience in woodworking and business and all that. And he just hasn't found a job that he can get. But so I hired him as a partner because sometimes I get migraines and I get real sick for days. I got medicine that I'm taking. The medicine is real strong, and sometimes it affects me and makes me sick.
You got autoimmune condition, or?
I got a disorder with my nerves and muscles and stuff like that. And so
diabetes, or diabetic neuropathy?
No, I actually fell and broke my spine a long time ago, and it's come back to haunt me.
Dang.
And also, oh yeah, I have bone spurs, and I've had weird headaches my whole life, and nosebleeds.
Mm.
You know, I mean,
I know about the back stuff though. I've had back issues, and I have bone spurs too. I had some bone spurs in my knee. But I know the back stuff sucks, man. The back, the nerves that I, the problems that I had, they would shock me all the way up to the front of my ribs. It was crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Down my legs.
Yours is more like sciatic on the lower back.
It is sciatic. Yeah, it is sciatic. Yeah, L4 and L5. Yeah.
Mine's in the upper. Mine was in the upper back, and it was weird because it would feel like I would be getting stabbed in the ribs. But I also have a scoliosis that started developing. I used to play football a lot. Yeah, I went to college and played football.
Yeah,
so my back got all jacked up. I used to lift a lot of weights. I still do work out all the time, but my back's jacked up.
I was an extreme X Games type of guy. I didn't really get into sports. I was doing that extreme crazy shit, man.
I was like that when I was young. Yeah, you know, building a ramp, riding off of it, you know?
Man, I'm 43, I still do it. I'm a fool, man. I don't give a fuck, man. I love it.
Ah, you're living, man. Cool. You're living.
That's a lot of people don't live.
Yeah, no, but
Give me that pair of shoes. Give me that bungee cord.
right? Well, if you're having a bad day and that thing's really bugging you, you know, I would definitely want to give him our information or, like, have him as a partner on the account.
Yep.
So, what's his first and last name?
Skyler Samsel.
Okay.
And it's S-A-M-S-E-L-L. No, S-A-M-P.
Okay. S-E-L-L. Okay. Yeah. But Skyler, I think I got it right. Is it A-R at the end or E-R for Skyler?
E-R.
E-R, okay. And then what's his phone number?
It is...
I didn't even want to finish those first three. I don't know why he's got a number like that.
I know. I hate it, man. I hate that shit.
It's all bad. Okay, so we're still on this voice verification, by the way. So it does say, try to be responsive to your customers within a reasonable period of time. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. We're not saying you got to cancel anything you have. That's at your own discretion if you want to keep using that stuff. But we're saying before you add anything, like after today, let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing or, like, duplicating anything.
Okay.
Yeah, if somebody gets in there and messes up your website, we're trying to scramble around and figure out what's going on and who did it, you know? So just keep us in the loop.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I just want one person.
That's all you should have realistically, you know, but we try to make sure that, you know, like if Google tells us, hey, you know, you swapped out his keyword. Like, let's say, just as an example, I know we'll probably have you listed for both of these, but, like, let's say we had you up there for home improvement originally, and you're going, hey, I want to switch that keyword out and make it carpenter. Well, we want to make sure that the website matches with that, too. We don't just swap the keyword so you show up on the first page for those services. We want to make sure when the customer clicks on your site, you know, it has the carpenter stuff highlighted and matching up, you know, so... You know, it's good to have everything under one roof and have us be able to get in there and make that modification rather than call you, tell you to change it, or relay that information to somebody to change it. That kind of makes sense?
It does, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, and then if you have somebody touch it, though, or, like, if they're not updating it, then it could, you know, all of a sudden it's leading you to one of them adult sites or something. Somebody sabotages you, yeah, so. All
right,
so it says I've had it happen before. So crazy, this guy got like attacked by one of his competitors in the area, and it was leading them to like some adult film page. It was messed up because he was like one of the leading roofing contractors in DFW. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, so probably really helped that site generate some customers though. Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, this wasn't what I was looking for, but while I'm here, you know. Anyway. The roof will get fixed eventually. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. Especially when we're creating everything from scratch, but you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. We do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due if you are going to discontinue, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. So basically each month on the first day, it'll charge
$199. Okay.
Okay. And then it asks, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. If you ever want to swap out the payment, I know you said you were putting it on a personal, but if you go get like a business account, obviously like you have the income coming from the clients going to that business account as business expenses, you're going to want to write those off, right? Obviously. Is this your first business? Are you documenting everything? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just didn't want, I want to make sure that you're not getting in any trouble with the books. But like I'll send over the receipt and the outline of the agreement to your email. So you'll always have that. And then also once we swap it to a business account, I'll already have it in there. But for these payments that you're doing on the personal, you're going to just want to go to your email, look up our business name, and then you give those invoices to your CPA. These are all a business expense. So they, you get them as write-offs. You'll get it back come tax time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you get it back that way and with the customers it brings in for you. It's like a win-win.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sir. You just got to stay on top of it all. And then, all right, so that concludes the initial setup. Let me go ahead and process the payment here. When this payment clears, you're going to get a text message. It'll have and an email. It'll have the agreement outlined in writing. At the bottom, you got to sign off on it. So not binded to a contract, but it just has everything in black and white. Okay. And then there's also another form I'll send over to you too, just asking for any additional paperwork that you might have. If you don't have it, you know, no harm, no foul. If your state doesn't require it, no harm, no foul. Just try to figure it out or fill it out, as much as you can. And then if anything's missing, you know, we'll be able to still bypass it. But it just helps us with the verification, gives your potential customers a lot of peace of mind. Oh, I just got these texts from you here. I didn't see these until right now.
Yeah, okay. I sent you the website I was working on.
Nice. Okay, cool. So let me just attach this
I try my best to make it nice, but it's so limited because it's free.
I gotcha. The thing I don't like about those, though, sometimes is they could just pull them away from you at any time if you don't own the domain. So it's like, you don't charge any money, but then if you become a millionaire, you lose your site, and then they hold it hostage, you know? So it's then they're it's like ransom. So,
Exactly. I could
get you a whole other domain.
I've already paid for it.
You bought? Okay, so you paid for the domain for what, a year?
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying, though. Like, the services section is still blank. It needs a lot of work.
Yeah, Like, you can copy and paste anything from that onto the site that you're going to build. And how do I get you pictures? And I got a really good review. It's on there as well. If you go down and look at the reviews, the testimonies, or whatever, I pasted it onto the site. But he wrote, like, a 4 or 5 paragraph review. I got tons of before and after pictures.
Yeah, we need those. Okay, so I sent you a text right now. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the email you send your photos to. We already have your email and your number on file. So however you choose to send it, we'll know it's you. We'll know exactly what site to upload it to and what to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have them send it to that email because it just helps with, like, if you send, like, a really, really nice photo or